A crow once gifted me pine needles tucked into a paperclip. She left it on my windowsill, right beside the bird feeder. I think about love languages, about how long it's been since I felt the smooth warmth of another skin, firm muscle wrapped around me, heavy and solid and safe. Did you know crows can recognize faces? She definitely knows me. She lets me get close. She's brought me more gifts, a Stella Artois bottle cap, a glittering earring, a screw head, and a few shiny pebbles. I stack them inside, right by the window, so she can see that I've kept every one. I wonder if she'd recognize me with a smile. She's never seen me like that. Crows stay faithful to their partners until one of them dies. I only ever see her on her own. I wonder if she hasn't found her partner yet, or if she's mourning after a lover now lost. Crows recognize voices too, so I sing to her when she visits. Sometimes I crack open a pomegranate and she pecks at the arils right in front of me. I wonder if she sees the stones behind my window. I wonder if she knows she's the reason I'm still here. She always flies away, wings black as midnight, sails into the sky. I wonder what it is about people like me who love spiders and crows, who let dandelions conquer the garden, who keep the one-eyed teddy bear and sand the shattered glass. I am a defender of all the other broken things, unwanted things, forgotten things, things the world finds monstrous, worthless, things that I find kindred. She deserves her hazelnuts to hop from foot to foot. She deserves to exist. And when she brings me another stone, gray with shimmering specks of silver, and sets it outside of my window, I think maybe I deserve that too.